Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's time for the Derek Sheldon Show. Now, the Derek Sheldon Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
It is indeed time for the Derek Sheldon Show. Headlines were brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Pirates manager Derek Sheldon is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. And Shelty, I would have to imagine, after the way things went last night, it's good to get another crack early in the day today. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think so. Last night was not pretty, and the fact that we get to come right back at 12:35 today is a good thing.
Derek, this isn't obviously the start that you wanted. 1-4, you won the first one, and that was great, and then all of a sudden things have gone south in a while. How do you stop the bleeding?
Yeah, well, we have to play better. I mean, I know that's a very basic, very basic thing. You know, with the exception of last night, we'd put ourselves in position to be in ball games, and we have to minimize mistakes. And last night just got away from us. We gave up the home runs, and they just continue to score. But in the games previous to that, I think the biggest thing is we just have to continue to minimize mistakes.
Looking at the lineup today, Shelty, Gregory Polanco back in. What do you make of the whole Polanco situation coming off a real rough year last year? Seemed to get off to a decent start in spring training, and now just a very tough start. What's happening with him, and do you expect him to get back on track, at least on track from a few years back when he had a pretty decent year?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, like you said, he got off to a good start in spring training, and then, wasn't the same near at the end. I think the big thing is we have to keep working with him, and we have to continue to figure out the ways to minimize the amount of swing and miss and maximize the amount of high quality contact. And it's something that he's working, really hard on. And the one thing that we have to remember is we've played five games, and sometimes we can be really reactionary early, and we just have to keep working and kind of go from there.
Derek, I know you don't care what is said on the outside, but sometimes the players might. We've been hard on Polanco. He's your highest paid player. The fans have been all over Polanco, just based on the calls we get. How do you keep him going? How do you keep his confidence up when things are going like this?
Just daily communication. I think something that we've talked about, and I think you guys know from our conversations, is keeping the ability to communicate, keeping the ability to create trust. I mean, I think the one thing with professional sports, regardless of what's going on, there's always going to be people that have opinions, and that's great because that's passion for what we're doing. But just focus on positive comments every day with Greg and making sure he's getting his work in and going from there.
Pirates manager Derek Sheldon on the line. It's the Derek Sheldon Show. So I'm curious, Shelty, on game days, everybody seems to have sort of a different demeanor on game days. Jim Rutherford, the old Penguins general manager, you couldn't go near him on a game day. Other guys are very loose on game days. What are you like on the day of a game? Different than off days? What's your mindset on the day of a game? And how much time also do you spend in the clubhouse days of games, before games. Any?
Yeah, I'll go through the clubhouse. I mean, the clubhouse is the players' area. You know, I'll walk through there, have conversations. Because of the fact that we play every day, my demeanor doesn't change, you know, or at least I hope it doesn't change. And it's one of the things that I've challenged our coaching staff on is to make sure that I don't change whether we've, you know, played really well the night before or we haven't played really well the night before, because I think players, it affects players. But, yeah, I've been in the clubhouse two or three times today, had some conversations. That's normally their area, but I try to stay the same every day.
Derek, I want to ask you about two facets of your game. And I think one, you know, we sort of expected the pitching might get off to a slow start. I think we asked you last week where the innings were going to come from, and it's got off to a slow start, there's no doubt. But I can't imagine you thought your defense would be this bad this early. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, I think we still need to get better there. I think we had isolated some things we'd worked on in spring training, and we still have work to do, and that's what we're focusing on. You know, we as we've talked about, you know, previous shows, like, we have to catch the ball, and early on we have not been as efficient as we should be.
I think I've asked you this before, but I'll ask it again. You guys, I think, led the National League in errors last year. You had 25 more in spring training. You're now tied for the NL lead. Is it just simply a matter of talent, of having better defensive players? Or when you speak of things we work on, what would you be working on that would make it better?
Well, I think we have to work on the speed of the game stuff. And as we've, you know, as we've referenced before, sometimes that's a challenge in baseball, and we have to find creative ways to work on the speed. I mean, last night we had an error on a pick throw. You know, we had the ball in Chicago that went through Evan's legs that was, you know, scorched. But we have to make the routine plays, whether it's you know, a ground ball or a fly ball or just basically making a throw. And so, you know, I don't think it's a talent-based thing. I think at times it can be a concentration-based thing. And the one thing we have to do a better job of consistently is making sure that we move our feet and we get in solid fielding position. And, you know, those are things that we can work on daily, and we are working on.
Derek, you mentioned speed of the game, and I'm just curious, as somebody who is in the game when it is going on, your opener last week, it was great to see you win one like that at Wrigley Field to get off to the first start. The game took 4 hours. I was a much younger man when it started than when it finished, and it almost seemed tedious. When you're involved in it, do you share the concern that Major League Baseball does, that these games are just lasting too long? Do you notice how long they are, and do you think it's a problem?
Well, that one I noticed how long it was because it was freezing, and it was one of those, like, old days when you were walking as a co-ed Northwestern to class. That's how cold it was. But yeah, I you know, the length of the game, the time of the game doesn't bother me. And this may sound weird, like, how long the game is doesn't bother me. The pace of the play is what bothers me. You know, when hitters get out every single pitch, they take a 3-0 fastball that's a strike right down the middle, and then they have to step out and adjust their batting glove 17 times, you know, or the fact of the pitcher takes forever, you know, getting a sign or walking around the mound. So it's the pace between pitches that really bothers me. Sometimes games are long. Like, that game was long because there were 13 pitching changes. I mean, they use 7 pitchers, we use 6 pitchers, so that'll happen. But the pace between pitches, that bothers me. And I would agree with you there. I think that's what's different from, you know, when we were growing up, Mike Hargrove was the only guy that was slow, and he was known as the human rain delay. And, you know, now everybody's like that.
Would you be in favor of a pitch clock, and how easily enforceable would that be? Say 20 seconds.
Well, they've used it in the minor leagues, and they've used it, I know, in the Atlantic League. The question I would have on that is, how are we going to enforce it, and who's going to enforce it? Because I do think we have to do something for the pace of the game. Again, you know, I'm not the person that says, like, if the game's 3 hours long, that's too long. Because I don't believe in that, because games can get long. The pace between pitches, I think we have to do something with that. There has to be some sort of solution for that.
You know, Derek, I've talked to Leland about this a lot of times, and he blames the hitters more than the pitchers, as you said. And a good friend of both of ours, Sean Casey, was one of the worst. I tease Casey about it all the time. He was one of those guys that stepped out every single pitch to adjust his glove. Do you agree that it's more of a hitter's problem than a pitcher's problem?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it is more hitter-based. I mean, the one thing with Case, though, Case just wanted to step out so he could talk to the catcher and the umpire and everybody else. I mean, you know, we know he had to get his words in. That's the beautiful thing about Case. That's why you love him.
Shelty, a couple of sort of strategy questions, I guess, here. One is bunting against the shift, and this comes up all the time. And I think I'm guilty of this. I feel like it's a free hit, but then I remember, well, maybe it's not that easy, even for a major leaguer to lay down a bunt against a shift and get an easy base hit. But it does drive me crazy, especially when you're trying to rally. You're down a few runs. You're down in your order to the 7-8 guy. It's like there's a free base. Just take it. Is it that easy? Should it be that easy for a major leaguer just to bunt against the shift? Why don't you do it more?
Yeah, I think, is it that easy? No. Should it be used more? Probably yes. Universally throughout the game, it should be used more, not just with the Pirates. I mean, I think you watch it throughout the game where guys just don't do it. And to give you an honest answer why, traditionally, I don't know. But it's not as easy as people think it is.
Derek, Todd Tomczyk today said that apparently that Cabrian Hayes is making progress, but he wouldn't, you know, come out and say that when 10 days are up, he'll be ready on the 11th day. Are you just being extremely cautious with this kid? Is there real reason for concern? Do you expect him he's going to be back sooner rather than later?
Honestly, I think we don't know. And, I know Todd addressed the media today, and, you know, he has come in every day and been better. But to say, like, at what point he's going to be able to play, I don't think any of us know that. And so we will take it day by day and, you know, and just see what his baseball activity allows from day to day. So to say it's going to happen at day 11 or, you know, day 15, I don't think any of us know. It's going to be based on how Keith feels.
All right, back to the bunts against the shift. So why not tell guys to do it more? Why not do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we have talked about. It's something we actually had a conversation about it the other day. And, you know, we have isolated out on our work, and we at times have to take advantage of it. I would agree with you.
Derek, talk about the rotation the first time through. I know you had concerns going in. The pitchers haven't gone long. They haven't thrown a lot of strikes. You know, how do you turn that around, and how concerned are you fully realizing that you're one time through the rotation?
Well, I think I'll separate it up with Cool and Cahill. We knew that they were going to be a little bit limited just because of the fact that Chad had left for the birth of a child and Trevor had been in spring training late. Anderson, I think he did a nice job, and we fully got what we expected out of him. He got through five in his first start and gave us a nice effort. With Keller and Brubaker both, I think your points there are right, Ron. Like, we have to throw more strikes. You know, we have to be in the zone more, and because we weren't, both of their outings got shortened because of, you know, ability to put the ball in the strike zone, and that's something we have to do a better job of.
Well, then there's Phil Evans. How about his performance last night?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of skipped over that. I mean, three outs on four pitches. He and Joe Musgrove are both from San Diego and very close friends, so We were teasing Phil last night that he could let Joe know that it was just that easy to get three fly balls on four pitches.
You know, I know you never want to have to use a pitcher in that circumstance, but I got to think your team sort of enjoyed the pickup a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when he hit a homer and pitched in the same night, and, you know, those nights that get like that, get a little ugly. Those games get a little ugly and, you know, maybe a little bit of a smile at the end of it. And so we can work towards today's game at 12:30.
Shelty, we appreciate you taking the time. I guess last question, in Cincy, you a big Skyline Chili guy?
I do like Skyline Chili. Yeah, I am a fan of it. I worked in Cleveland for 5 years, and this was our interstate rival coming over here. So, yeah, I'm a huge Skyline Chili guy.
Joe, let me ask one more real quickly. When you talk about Evans hitting a home run and pitching, how about what Ohtani did the other night? I mean, I don't know that anybody has seen that since the days of Babe Ruth. Can you just put into perspective how difficult it is for a guy to do what he did, throw at 100 miles an hour and then hit a home run in the bottom of the inning?
It's unbelievable. And, I've seen him pitch. He pitched against us a few years ago, and his stuff is electric. And now in that game, he did not pitch and hit. And I've also seen him hit. I think your comparison is one we were talking about the other night when we watched the game, because no one's done it with the exception of Ruth. And I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination he's Babe Ruth. The one thing that if you watch Ohtani that will stand out to you is how athletic he is. Like, this guy runs like a deer. I mean, he hit a ball against us a few years ago in the gap, and he was at second base before you could blink. I mean, this guy is a complete athlete, and watching what he did the other night was pretty impressive. And, hopefully he didn't get hurt on that play at the plate, but this guy's a special talent.
Shelty, we appreciate the time. Good luck today, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds good, boys. Talk to you soon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.